Finance and Economics.
Crossrail. The Skeleton Crew. Lessons on risk management from Europe's biggest infrastructure project.
The eastbound platform on the Elizabeth Line at Farringdon Station in central London is 30 metres below ground. Its length is as striking as its depth. At more than 200 metres, it is almost twice as long as the typical platform on the Tube. When service begins in December 2018, it will increase rail capacity in central London by 10%, thanks to the longer trains. Travellers nearest to the terminal stations at Reading and Heathrow to the west of the city and Shenfield and Abbey Wood to the east have a shot at the acme of commuter luxury, a seat. Crossrail, as the £14.8 billion or $19 billion infrastructure project is known, is on track to deliver other small miracles. With 85% of the work completed, the project is on budget and on time, in spite of its size and complexity. The programme required 10 new stations, some with passenger tunnels linking them to existing tube lines. The Elizabeth Line itself will snake through 13 miles or 21 kilometres of twinned tunnels, including a section under the Thames. Tunnelling is a risky business. You never can tell if you'll run into a hold-up. The Crossrail dig has yielded 10,000 items of interest to archaeologists. At Farringdon, the diggers found 25 skeletons, the remains of victims of the 14th century Black Death. But there were no immovable objects.